Hey, good evening and welcome everyone to Eden Valley Watkins High School for boys basketball tonight. It's the Pierce Pioneers and the Eagles set to square off. We're getting started a little late because we've had plenty of overtime action here tonight. Both the C squad and JV games were overtime affairs. Matter of fact, the JV went double overtime. Pierce winning in double overtime. They lost by one in the C squad in overtime. So, what do the varsity teams have for an encore here before a big crowd here at Eden Valley Watkins High School? Hello, everyone. I'm Rick Graham, and both teams out. We're about 8 minutes away from opening tip-off here tonight. The Eden Valley Watkins, coached by Adam Langer, are 17-2, 7-1 in the Central Minnesota Conference. However, they started the year 15-0. They've lost two of their last four, losing at Maple Lake for their first setback. And then they lost to Rockford here. That was an 80-76 loss. The Maple Lake score was 51-50 on a buzzer beater. Most recently, the Eagles won big at Holdingford on the 30th of January, 70-44. For the Pioneers, a 10-10 record. They have gone up and below 500 pretty much for the last month and a half. And right now they are right at the 500 mark, 10-10. They are 3-7 in the conference. They've played better on the road than they have at home. 9-4 away from the Memorial Athletic Center. Just 1-6 on their home turf. We'll see how they fare tonight. This is the second meeting between these two teams. They met in Pierce on December 16th with the Eagles winning 71-63. So we'll begin the pregame interviews coming up. We will have chats with both head coaches, Adam Langer of the Eagles, Matt Pepping of the Pioneers, set to join us on the pregame show from Eden Valley Watkins tonight on YouAreTheirSports.com.
Now that the holidays are over, why not treat yourself to what you really want, like a new phone or tablet from Verizon Wireless? Hi, this is Steve from Radio Shack. Stop in now for a great deal on one of the hottest phones, like the Samsung Galaxy S5 or LG G3. Or check out one of the many Verizon tablets, like the Verizon Ellipsis 7, for free after $70 mail-in rebate debit card. It's New Year's sale going on now at Radio Shack, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer on the east side of Little Falls.
New two-year activation, upgrade, early termination, and other fees may apply. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Joining me on tonight's pregame show, head coach Adam Langer of the Eden Valley Watkins Eagles. And coach, you welcome the Pierce Pioneers over to your home court here tonight. Getting late in the season, Eagles have 17-2 record. Obviously, one of the top records in the state of Minnesota. Got to be pretty pleased with your team's performance.
Yeah, you know, we're playing pretty well. I think a couple bumps in the road lately the last couple weeks, but I think it's going to make us better in the long run.
Was that a matchup thing? You know, it's always tough to go to Maple Lake and win, and you had a really close game with them here, but then Rockford came here, and they're a very talented team as well, and knocked you off.
Yeah, you know, they came out and shot the ball really well. We were a little shorthanded. One of our posts were out, and Rockford's big, and that hurt us a little bit, but yeah, they came out and just played better than we did, and like you said, it's matchups sometimes, and we struggled with that one.
Let's talk about the matchups you'll face tonight. A guard, perimeter-oriented team. How have you felt that your defense has defended the three-point line?
You know, when we played at Maple Lake, I thought we did a really good job. They're kind of the same type of team. We are pretty big, but I think we can defend the three pretty well as well.
You had a relatively close game. Pioneers played you, you know, into single digits up in Piers. You saw them at Painesville. What did you see at Painesville that concerns you?
You know, they're, like I say every year, they're athletic as heck. I thought Casper played really well. I think he does a great job of almost dominating a game without scoring a whole lot. You know, when they got, you put shooters with Bozer and Weber out there, you got to defend the whole floor with them.
Is your team where you want it now with about 2 weeks left in the regular season? You know, what do you need to tune up yet?
You know, I think we're close. I think without the injury, I think we would be. I think we kind of got to get our rotation back to where we want it to be, but I think we're very close.
Let's talk about your half, the south half of Section 6AA. Far and away, your team possesses the outstanding record, but you always have to kind of throw records out the window when you talk about teams like Litchfield, New London, Spicer, and even Minnewaska with a big win over Long Prairie Gray Eagle, a favorite in the northern half. I mean, despite the records, there are some legitimate concerns there for your team.
Oh, very much so. Number one is Litchfield. John Carlson does a great job with that crew, and they might be, I think, 9-11 somewhere around there now, but you look at their scores, they're never blown out. They're in the 50s. They're in every game. They're very scary. New London's playing well now. They just beat Glencoe, and we went and saw them against Benson. So they're playing well. Yeah, it's going to be a challenge.
Coach, good luck here tonight against Piers.
All right, thanks, Rick.
All right, Coach Adam Langer of the Eden Valley Watkins Eagles on You Are There Sports.
Looking for new appliances, be sure to stop in and check out what we have at Radio Shack. Hi, this is Steve. Did you know we offer a full line of GE appliances? Whether it's to replace a broken down dishwasher or upgrade your whole kitchen, we can help. Plus, we offer delivery, setup, and haul away of your old appliances. If you're in the market for an appliance, don't forget to stop in and check out our full line of GE appliances at Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls. And attention all Party Line listeners, mention Party Line and receive free delivery, installation, and haul away on any
new
appliance.
The Insurance Shop with offices in Piers and Foley would like to ask you these simple questions. Are you adequately covered in the event that you're involved in an auto accident? What are your limits of liability? If you're injured or cause injury, are you covered? What members of your household are covered? Are you maximizing your savings under your current policy? For answers to these questions and more, contact the Insurance Shop. Ron works with 15 different auto companies, so he's able to find you the best policy to fit your auto insurance needs. In the Piers area, call him at 468-6177, and in the Foley area, give him a call at 968-6217. The Insurance Shop, your independent insurance agent, a proud supporter of our local student athletes.
Join me, Coach of the Pioneers, Matt Pepping here. Coach, real tough opponent here tonight in Eden Valley Watkins. Guys need to raise their level once again to face a very good quality opponent.
Yeah, we're going to have to match their intensity. Big crowd tonight, too, so this is going to be a good atmosphere for our kids playing.
Got to take some confidence from the first meeting, a close loss on your home floor when they were undefeated.
Yeah, and we weren't playing great basketball at that point, so we're healthy. We got everyone back, so we hope to give them a good challenge tonight.
So much of the Pioneer offensive game is on the perimeter. If you can get hot from the outside, you can really create problems, not only for big teams like Eden Valley, but all teams that don't defend the perimeter very well.
Yeah, we're going to really have to match up with them, and hopefully our guards can accept the challenge and knock down some shots, because their bigs are going to have to come guard us.
Talk about Matthijs out top. He's, you know, he's one of their really top scorers in central Minnesota.
Yeah, it starts with him. From the get-go, he's their best player, dribble penetration, and he can hit the three ball. So hopefully we can be strong with the ball and actually shut him down and limit him to 15.
All right, Coach, good luck here tonight against the Eagles.
Thanks, Rick.
Coach Pepping of the Pioneers on You Are There Sports.
Okay, we are back here, as we are going to have our national anthem now, sung by Libby Langer.
Yeah.
normally we take a break during the national anthem, but a special night tonight as the daughter of head coach Adam Langer, Livy, goes live with the anthem, and what an outstanding job she does. As that prepares us for basketball action tonight as the Pioneers and Eagles meet for the second time. Let's meet the Eden Valley Watkins Eagles, coached by Adam Langer, 17-2 on the season. Their starting lineup tonight consists of 5'11 sophomore Reese Jansen, 6'3 senior number 5 Brett Matice, 6'6 senior Jared Strite, 6'6 senior Austin Schlangen, and 6'3 sophomore Jacob Strite. Matice, their top scorer, but he's not alone. 21.4 points a game for Brett Matice. Well over 1,000, probably closer to 2,000 than he is to 1,000. Also over 1,000 is Jared Strite. 18.2 points a game. Reese Jansen averaging 8 points a game. Jacob Strite, 5.8 points a game. And Austin Schlangen at 6.7 a game. A very solid physical team that can also get up and down the court. They are wearing their familiar dark navy blue jerseys and shorts tonight. Eden Valley Watkins across the chest with the white letters and numerals. For the Pioneers and Coach Matt Pepping, his lineup tonight, same as it has been. Guard Nick Harold, 6 foot junior. Nick averaging 11.2 a game. Johnny Casper, 6 foot junior, carrying an average of 10.1. Robbie Skiba, 6'3" senior. Robbie, 8.6 a contest. Noah Bozer, 5'10" junior. Noah at 10.7 a game. And Aaron Weber, 6'1" junior. Aaron, the Pioneers' top scorer, at 16.7 points a game. When these two teams met in mid-December, it was a 71-63 win for the Eagles. Brett Matice had 26, Jared Strite 19 in that game. For the Pioneers, they had 3 in double, 4 in double figures, 12 each. Nick Harold, Johnny Casper, 11 for Noah Bozer. Robbie Skiba with 10 and Aaron Weber finished with 9. So the Pioneers are on the court. They'll go left to right. And the Eagles now join them out at midcourt. And we are about set for basketball tonight. Jumping center for the Pioneers is Johnny Casper. For the Eagles, Jared Strite. Pioneers left to right. Referees get everybody set. Check with the scoring table. And he's ready to toss. Here we go. We're underway. Strike controls to Schlangen, and the Eagles will have it first. And into the front court goes Reese Jansen, and Matice now gets the ball on the wing, and the Pioneers show zone coming out of the opening tip-off. 1-2-2 with Noah Bozer out top. Strite free throw line now. It's Jansen left corner. This is Jacob Strite. Sees a lane to the basket. Glides in and scores. Jacob Strite went right up the left baseline and scored off the glass with the right hand, and it's 2-0 Eagles. Nick Harold now right side. He's defended by Jansen. Casper now Weber. Matice draws the defensive assignment in the man-to-man against Aaron Weber. Into the low post, Skiba. Back out, Casper. Decided advantage out front near turnover as Harold tracks down an errant pass near midcourt. They'll reset with Casper. 50 seconds gone by. Opening possession for the Pioneers. Left corner, this our left elbow. This is Harold. Right side, Weber. Screen, pick and roll. Weber to Skiba. Left hand off the glass. Rebound, Austin Schlangen. And the Eagles back on the attack with Jacob Strite. Hands it back to Reese Jansen. 2-0. Just over a minute into the ball game. The Eagles now trail Maple Lake in the conference standings. that win by the Eagles here over the Irish, the only blemish on Maple Lake's record. They are 19-1. Here's Jansen driving and off the rim. Rebound, Bozer off a tip. And he gets it off now. Johnny Casper up the right side. Casper pull up, 15, short. Rebound, Strike. Quick outlet up the side. Strike got deep, and he puts it up and in. Jacob Strike makes it 4-0 Eagles. Pioneers did not get back that time. Strike beat him down court. Casper left side now. Here's Weber trying to take Matice off the dribble drive. Gives it up to Casper right side. Now it's Harold left wing. One-on-one with Jansen. Backs out to the left corner. Good defense here by the Eagles in the half court. Bolzer back to the free throw or to the jump ball circle. Casper right side, Weber, Matice on him. Left-hand dribble to the free throw line by Aaron. Now Bozer left side. Got Schlangen off his feet. Bounces inside. Here's Skiba up and in for two. Robbie Skiba has the Pioneers' first points. And it's 4-2, 15:35 to play. Jansen stands in the jump ball circle directing the offense. High screen from Strite. Matice left side, Jansen into Schlangen posting up. We'll get a body foul inside on Robbie Skiba. As Schlangen with that big 6'6 frame draws the foul. His first on Skiba. It'll be a pass in left baseline for Reese Jansen, their football quarterback. Matice fires away his first shot. Strite up for the rebound and put back for two. Jared Strite muscling up. And it's a 6-2 start for the Eagles. Casper out for Bozer out top as Ethan Lochner prepares to come in. Here's Casper right wing. Now it's Weber. Weber backs off. 15 minutes to play here in Eden Valley Watkins tonight. First half action, 6-2 Eagles. Skiba's pass out front, tipped away. Now they say over and back on the Pioneers. Schlangen tipped it. Bozer got it right before midcourt, and then his momentum carried him across the timeline for a turnover. And now Lochner will come in replacing Noah Bozer. 14:50 to go here until half. 6-2 lead for the Eagles. A very high screen by Schlangen. He didn't get a piece of Harold, though. Now they work it out top. Reese Jansen. Right side, Matice. Matice got a screen from Strite near the free throw line. Zips it to the corner. Jacob Strite from 16. Air ball led into the hands of Aaron Weber. Weber back the other way. Free throw line. Pull up from there. Good. Weber for two. 6-4 Eagles. First two for Weber tonight. Now Jansen, ball handles ahead, left side for Jacob Strite in front of a kneeling Matt Pepping in front of the Pioneer bench. Right corner, now it's posting up, and Strite had it deflected out by Robbie Skiba. It'll stay with the Eagles. Baseline right, 14:08 to play until half. Jansen to trigger it in, finds Jacob Strite in the left corner, dribbles out to the wing, and now we'll give it off to Brett Matice. Matice back to Jacob Strite. Jacob, the younger brother of Jared Strite, and we got a moving screen on the Eagles. No, we got a push-off on Jacob Strite. They say he gave a little flipper to Nick Harold, and that's the first on Jacob Strite, the 6'3 sophomore. 13:50 to go. Pioneers looking to tie with a bucket. A three would give them their first lead. Harold will try it. It's good, and the Pioneers have taken the lead. Nick Harold, right side three, and the Pioneers are up 7-6. 13:35 on the clock here at this beautiful new gym. Here's Jansen's three to answer. Reese Jansen from downtown. 9-7 Eagles. Harold now right side in front of the Eagle bench to our right. Nick will dribble out front, guarded by Jansen. Crossover still with his dribble. Contact as Schlangen comes over and swaps it away. Back the other way, Jacob Strite now. He'll slow it down as the Pioneers retreat into their half-court defense. Eagles 9, Pioneers 7. Out top for Jansen at the point. Down low, Strite got open, scores easily. That's four for big Jared Strite, headed to St. John's University. 11-7 now in favor of the Eagles. Doubles high screen, Lochner and Skiba. Skiba tried to post up, and Lochner's pass led him a little too high. It's out of bounds. Over to the Eagles on the turnover. Oh, Jansen walks it up court. A four-point Eagle lead. It's been their largest. They had it at 6-2. Now Streit posting up right block, flips it out to Matice. He'll try to penetrate, float it up, right hand, no. Rebound comes out to Casper. He wants to run, and they're going to get a reach-in foul on Jacob Streit, and that's two, as Streit will be replaced in the lineup by 5'11 junior Travis Thielen, who will come in replacing Jacob Streit. Both fouls for the Eagles have been on Streit as he takes a bench seat next to assistant coach Jake Anderson. Casper now on the point. Pioneers trail by four. They've given up five straight points after leading 7-6. Here's Weber. Give and go. Skiba threw it behind him, but a kick ball is called. That's the reason for the inaccuracy on the throw. A kick ball will stay with Piers. 12-14 to play. First half from Eden Valley Watkins High School. Harrell to throw in. Finds Weber coming to the ball. Now to Casper, just to the left of the top of the key. Johnny in for Lochner. Baby turnaround, no. Rebound for Strike. Ethan went up with a soft left hand and it rimmed out. Now Matice on the right side for Jansen. Cutting through the lane, back for Thielen on the left side. Derek Thielen, one-hand pass, back out top for Matice. Nick Harrell defending him. High post, Streit will drive on Skiba, layup for two. Six for Jared Streit. Casper quickly, here's Weber driving on Matice, baseline floater off, rebound tipped to Lochner for Skiba, over Streit, rimmed out, Schlangen pulls down the board. Eagles leading by six with the ball. Matice into the lane, kicks it out. Now Jansen, here's a perimeter Streit, back for Jansen, they'll reset. 13-7, 11-15 until half. Long three. Jansen hits another one. Jansen's got six. And the biggest lead of the game is at nine. 16-7. We're coming up on 11 minutes to play. Harrell for Casper left side. Now Weber left corner. Back for Johnny. Casper step to the line. Fake to three. Now gives it to Weber, who leans in. Missed it. Lochner follows and scores. Ethan Lochner on the putback makes it 16-9. Stops a 10-0 run for the Eagles. Jansen now for Schlangen, left side of the free throw line. Back for Thielen. Here's Matice out top, and he rattles in a three. The Eagles starting to find their range from deep, and they're up 10, 19-9. Here's Skiba in the lane, off the glass. Rebound, Weber, spinned off his foot, and Streit rips it away. And then Casper on a steal on the outlet. Johnny creating a turnover. Throws it over for Nick Harrell, left side. He'll drive on Jansen, circles back out as help defense came from Jared Streit. 19-9, Eden Valley Watkins with the lead 8 minutes into the game. Throw down low, Skiba, a little trouble, picked it up. Both Schlong and Streit are there. Now Weber will drive, got by Matice, leaves it inside. Lochner puts it up, partially blocked, Schlongen with the rebound. Jansen pushing it up, not numbers, still going though. He goes right to the rim. That's poor defense. Pioneers had all five guys back, and Jansen went through every one of them. And that prompts a Piers timeout. Eagles by 12, 21-9, 9:44 left first half from Eden Valley Watkins High School.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Ari Langer. We'd like to take this time to thank all our sponsors, which allows this event to be broadcasted. We have quality programs in our high school, and because of the support of our community and businesses, the quality of our programs will continue at a high level of performance and respect. We appreciate your continuing efforts in helping Piers High School be the best. As the winter sports seasons are coming to a close, we wish the teams good luck the rest of the way and in the playoffs as they continue their quest for a state title. Also, good luck to Shelby Bozer at the State AAA Contest 24 Business Professional of America members at State, the robotics team at Regents, and the band and choirs at their sectionals. Get involved in Piers athletics, music, and activities. Go Pioneers!
It's Eden Valley Watkins 21, Piers 9. Pioneers had a 7-6 lead. It's a 15-2 run for the Eagles. And that prompted the timeout. as Nick Harold brings it up court. Harold, Lochner, Casper, Weber, Skiba. Johnny, right side of the free throw line, gets the friendly roll. That one hung on the rim and dropped through. Pioneers get a desperately needed bucket there from Casper. 21-11. Eagles make a personnel change out of the timeout. Greg Lux in the ball game. Here's Streit for Lux in the right corner. Michael Myers about to make his first appearance of the night. Next dead ball. Out top, Streit threw it away to the sideline. The teammate he was looking for cut to the baseline, and there was nobody there. So Casper across midcourt. Casper will pull up, bang one off the glass. Meyer, who's in the game now, tipped it off to Skiba. Here's Harold getting deep, and he just had the ball pulled right away by Streit, who zips it ahead to Matthijs, and Casper will pick up a foul. Little late getting into the passing lane. First on Johnny, second team foul. Into the lineup, Bolzer for Harold. 21-11, Eagles. Here now, Lux, left side, into the low block. This is Streit, draws a double from Skiba and Weber. Now Streit will drift out to the corner. Goes cross court for Jansen. Gives it back to Streit for a 17-footer. Rims out, Bolzer with the box out and the board. Casper ahead, and Streit hustling back. Can't save it, though. He did prevent a breakaway layup for Weber. So it'll be a pass in near the far corner. Here's Austin Schlungen replacing Jared Streit. And before David Skiba can get to the scorer's table, the ball is put in play, so David will have to wait. Here's Robbie Skiba trying to duck under, not there, cut off by Schlungen. Now Weber will flip it to the sideline, throw it away. And David Skiba now will come into the ball game, replacing Robbie Skiba. 8:05 in the half. 21-11 Eagles. Here is Jansen, who's had an outstanding offensive start. Nearly threw it away. A deflected ball comes back to him. He'll pull up from 16. In and out. Schlungen battles for the rebound. Kicks it back out and a reset for Eden Valley. 7:45 to go. Here's Schlungen. Back to Jansen. Looking for a crease. Leans in for Lux. Lux off the glass for two. And it's back to a 12-point lead. 23-11 Eagles. 7.5 to play. Right side for Weber. Got a screen from David to free him up for a 16-footer, and it pays off. Good screen, David Skiba. He picked off Brett Matthijs, and Weber hit it. Four for Aaron, back to 10-point game, 23-13. Lux, left side now, Thielen, left corner. Out top, Schlungen. They rotate it to the right side of the floor now with Jansen. To the top, Matthijs from deep three range. Got it again. That's a pair of threes for Brett Matthijs. And the Eagles have doubled the score, 26-13 on their home court. Little stop and go move, duck under. Here's Casper shoveling it over for David Skiba. They're going to get Schlungen on a foul. Skiba in close quarters, handling a little shovel pass from Johnny Casper. And Austin Schlungen picks up his first. It's the third team foul. Here is that one dropping through. David with his first point. Now we'll get Robbie and Nick back in. Streit is back in. Deshaun James comes in for the first time. Casper will leave for the Pioneers. One more for junior David Skiba. 6:49 on the clock. That one's good as well. Now Robbie replaces David, and Ethan Lochner will come in for Michael Meyer. Out top, to the wing, Lux. Now it's Schlangen. Austin Schlangen for James. Deshaun James for Brett Matthijs. For Lux again, left side. For Schlangen out deep. He'll try a three. Long rebound, Weber. 26-15. Under 6.5 to play. Pioneers will try and get that lead back into single digits. Weber for Bozer out top. Back for Aaron, left side. He'll fire away, short. Long rebound, deflects out to Bozer. And Weber back in his hands now. Jumping out to defend is Jared Streit. Aaron gives the ball over to Nick Harrell. Pick and roll with Skiba doesn't develop. Hands it back to Weber, now right side for Noah Bozer. 6 minutes to go. Weber backs off to midcourt again to reset. Skiba comes out high. They rotate it, Lochner to Weber, left corner. Long possession, this half-court offense. Here's Weber freed up for three, short. And again, an offensive rebound for Weber. Following his own miss, that's twice he's picked up rebounds. And now an Aaron pass inside is picked off by Deshaun James. Pioneers got nothing out of that trip. Here's Matthijs, pull up, whistle foul. Matthijs will shoot two. And I think Nick Harrell will get this one. Harrell gets the foul, his first, and it'll send Brett Matthijs to the line. Third team foul. Shake it off, Nick. First for Matthijs, good. Seven for Matthijs. Here comes Reese Jansen in for Greg Lux. Matthijs for one. He's an 80% free throw shooter, so he doesn't miss often. He's got 7 points. He's got 8 points. 28-15 with 5.5 minutes left to go. First half. Weber for Lochner. Now Skiba. Robbie over for Aaron Weber. Guarded by Matthijs. Left side, this is Ethan Lochner. Underneath, here's Weber posting up left block. Deflected, got through to Bozer. Now to Robbie. Skiba drives on Schlangen. Left hand in for two. Robbie with a drive and basket. Skiba has four, and it's 28-17 with 5 minutes left. Left corner, Deshaun James. Out top, Matthijs. Right side. Ball doesn't stay in any one player's hands too long. Eagles move the ball well. Here's Streit. One dribble, hands it to Matthijs. Streit sets a screen. Matthijs uses it, drives, cradles the ball, floats it up, missed it off the rim, and Ethan Lochner with the rebound. Bozer now will ball handle it ahead and near steal. Harrell picks it up, though. Harrell will be bumped and fouled by Streit. First on Jared Streit, fourth team foul, and now the Pioneers' Nick Harrell will go to the free throw line. Nick is an 84% free throw shooter. 4:31 to play, two shots for Harrell. Nick scoreless. No, he's got a three-pointer. He missed the free throw, though. Now Michael Meyer, Johnny Casper, and we see Broderick Leshinsky come in as Lochner, Bozer, and Weber will sit. Matthijs will get a breather. One more for Harrell. And that one is good. Four for Nick Harrell. 28-18 with 4.5 minutes left to play from Eden Valley Watkins tonight. Backdoor cut almost worked for Thielen. Broderick Leshinsky. Pioneers are going man-to-man now. Left side, Streit. Blows by Skiba. Throws it back for James in the corner. Leshinsky with a near steal out top. Reese Jansen scoops it over. Right side for Thielen. Now to the corner for Streit. 4 minutes to go until half. Eagles 28, Pioneers 18. Schlangen has the ball knocked away by Casper to Meyer. Turnover by the Pioneer defense. Harrell steps to the line and knocks down a three. And a foul. The basket will count. It's going to be a foul on the Pioneers. Michael Meyer will get the foul underneath. Count the basket, though. We'll take this out of you guys. The Bozer, or I should say the Harrell three, gives him 7 points, and it cuts the lead to 7, 28-21. And again, credit the defensive stop on the offensive end of the Eagles. Here's Streit for James. Left side, Derek Thielen. Now back out front. Streit finds Jansen. Open, nope. Shut down by Leshinsky out top. Back to Jansen. Now Streit out high, 3.5. Schlangen on the right block. muscling it up on Meyer. It'll go in, and a foul on Michael. That's just a physical mismatch down low with Schlangen at 6'6 and about 260 against Michael Meyer. Meyer gets his second foul. That's Schlangen's first point of the game. And recognizing the mismatch, Coach Pepping's going to put David Skiba in, replacing Michael. 3:26 to go. Schlangen will shoot one, trying to complete the three-point play and push the lead back to 10. Off the glass and into the hands of Skiba off the miss. Here comes Harold, left side in transition. Nick, still with his dribble alive, gives it back to Johnny Casper. 3:15 to go in the half. Shot up, no, from the perimeter, and a rebound ripped down by Jared Streit. Eagles by 9 with 3:05 left on their home court. Derek Thielen to the left corner. Jansen now for Matice coming around. Up top is Jared Streit. Right side, Thielen. Out high again. Whistle away from the ball, and they're going to call David Skiba for a foul underneath. Working on Schlangen. First on David, fifth team foul. Pass in, finds Matice against Casper. Casper stripped him going up. Here comes Johnny now the other way from Weber. Johnny working his way underneath, finds David Skiba. Skiba muscles swatted out of there by Schlangen. And the Eagles return the favor with a block shot on their defensive end. 2.5 to go here. Into the low post for Schlangen. Spins, finds Streit inside, finds Matice cutting awkwardly off the glass and in. Matice, first to double figures with 10. And the lead's 11 now, 32-21. Casper blows by Jansen, and Streit elevates to send it into the wall with a block shot. Now Lochner comes in for David Skiba. 2:17 to go.
Nice try, Dave. Keep pushing.
Baseline right on the pass in for Weber. In for Lochner. Hands it back to Aaron. Drives and dishes out top. Pioneers are going to have to work the ball quickly to get open looks. Here's Casper right side. Lochner wants to set a screen. Instead, they go left side to Harold on the pass. Back to Weber out top. Here comes Ethan to screen again. Jumping out to help is Streit. Here's Casper. Free throw, a baseline high. His pass inside picked off by Matice. 1-on-3. Matice slips and travels. Lost the feet going into the baseline as he tried to slam on the brakes. And with a minute 51 to go, Pierce takes over. Greg Lux will check in during the dead ball. Leshinsky comes in for Lochner. Here's Casper working it up to the right side. Now it's Aaron Weber with a minute 40 to go until half. Leshinsky squares up a three out top. Missed just to the right off the rim. And then the pass coming up the sideline deflected out by Broderick. And so it'll stay with the Eagles. Minute 35 to go. And inadvertent horn. Must be the AD's. So the Eagles by 11. A lead they've maintained here for a good 10 to 12 minutes now. Into the high post, and we get a pushing foul. Harold lost his balance, fell into Lux, and that's two on Nick. This will be 1-1 for Greg Lux. And now Bozer will come in for Nick. It's one of those things where Nick just went for the steal, lost his footing, and fell into Lux. Lux for the bonus. Free throw is good. First point for Greg Lux. I should say 3 points now for Greg Lux. 57% on the year. Averages about 2 points a game. He missed the second. And the Pioneers have it down 12 with a minute 20 to go in the half. Casper 1-on-1 with Derek Thielen. Stops. Tried to duck under. Got it back to Robbie. Tries the left side drive and scores with the left hand. Skiba going strong down the lane, has 6 points, 33-23. Jansen at midcourt with a minute to go. Lux now left side into the open end of gymnasium. Firing a three and off is Matice. We're going to get Lux on a foul. Bozer with inside position. Lux gets the foul, his first. Team foul number 5 on the Eagles. Noah with a good box out there. He had inside position. Casper with 50 seconds at midcourt. Pioneers need a spurt, something positive. Johnny will try and give it to him as he attacks the rim. Got knocked off balance, no call. And play continues with Jansen bringing it up court to Thielen. Right corner, Matice, 35 to go. Matice to the rim for two. Took it from the right corner and slashed his way to the basket. That's 12 points for Brett Matice. It's a 12-point lead, 35-23 Eagles, 20 seconds left. Here's Skiba posting up on Strite. Back out top now, Weber. 15 to go. One-on-one. Weber leans in on Matice. They get a block for Matice. Matice, now the Eagles have a shot to score. Matice up for two. 4 seconds left. And it's a 14-point lead. Three-pointer, Casper well short. And that's halftime. It's all Eagles at the break. Eden Valley Watkins, 37. Piers, 23. The halftime show begins next.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Ari Langer. We'd like to take this time to thank all our sponsors, which allows this event to be broadcasted. We have quality programs in our high school, and because of the support of our community and businesses, the quality of our programs will continue at a high level of performance and respect. We appreciate your continuing efforts in helping Piers High School be the best. As the winter sports seasons are coming to a close, we wish the teams good luck the rest of the way and in the playoffs as they continue their quest for a state title. Also, good luck to Shelby Bozer at the State AAA Contest, 24 Business Professional of America members at State, the robotics team at Regents, and the band and choirs at their sectionals. Get involved in Piers athletics, music, and activities. Go Pioneers!
Good evening, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. Is 2015 the year you are considering selling your home? If so, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771. Let me guide you through the process of selling your home. Remember, I will work for you 24/7, 365. Again, that's Dave Fisher at 320-232-7771.
We all know the symbols for good sportsmanship. A handshake at the end of a game, or a little 2-4-6-8 for the losing team, which, let's face it, could very well be your team. The idea is to make the best of the situation, win or lose. So why not extend sportsmanship into the rest of your life? Easy enough, right? Like the next time you get that math test back and it's below the curve, try giving your teacher a high five. Sure, she might give you a look, but chances are, you'll feel better. Or say you're leaving a concert and the cop lets 50 other cars go ahead of you? Instead of getting mad, stick your arm out the window for a little raise the roof. You know, like a touchdown dance, but in the car. Or how about this? Next time she says, "No, I'm going to the dance with someone else," simply give her a little pat and say, "Good game." After all, dating is the biggest game of all, isn't it? So, my friends, there you have it. Support your local high school sports, but more importantly, support sportsmanship. Use it every day.
Welcome back to Eden Valley Watkins High School. We have reached halftime. The Pioneers had one brief lead at 7-6, but it's been all Eden Valley Watkins for the majority of this one. The Eagles take a 14-point lead into the halftime locker room. 37-23, Eagles at the break. They are led by who else but Brett Matice. 14 for Matice. After that, Reese Jansen with 8. Jared Strite with 6. Jacob Strite with 4. 3 for Greg Lux. And Austin Schlungen with 2. Playing but not scoring in that half, Travis Thielen and Deshaun James. The Eagles 3 for 5 from the free throw line in the half. Only One player for the Eagles had more than a foul. That was Jacob Streit with two. One on Jared Streit, one on Austin Schlangen, and one on Greg Lux. So no real foul problems for Coach Langer. Eagles did not use a timeout, so they've got all five of theirs left in the second half. For the Pioneers, 23 points. Nick Harold has seven. Robbie Skiba with six. Four for Aaron Weber. Johnny Casper with two. Ethan Lochner has two. And David Skiba with two. Playing but not scoring in the half, Noah Bozer, Michael Meyer, and Broderick Leshinsky. Pierce went 3-for-4 from the free throw line in that first half. Foul situation for Coach Pepping. He's got two on Nick Harold, two on Michael Meyer, one on Johnny Casper, one on Robbie Skiba, and one on David Skiba. Pierce had a 7-6 lead when Nick Harold made a three, but the Eagles now by 14 at the break, 37-23. So the Pioneers, who have been a good second half team all season, have their work cut out for them to stay competitive here tonight. Both the C-Squad and JV games were overtime contests. We'll talk about those when we come back. We're at halftime. Eden Valley Watkins 37, Piers 23.
If you're a homeowner, you know that homeowners insurance rates are rising rapidly. Doesn't it make sense to lock into the lowest rates available? The Insurance Shop, with offices in Piers and Foley, works closely with 12 different homeowner companies to find the very best fit for you and your homeowner insurance needs. No one knows how high rates will go, so let the Insurance Shop go to work for you, finding the deal that provides the best homeowners coverage for the best price. No matter where you're located in central Minnesota, the Insurance Shop can help. Ask them about packaging your homeowner's coverage with your auto insurance as well. The Insurance Shop in Piers and Foley is a proud supporter of our local student athletes. Contact Ron today in the Piers area, call 468-6177, or in the Foley area, contact them at 968-6217.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Ari Langer. We'd like to take this time to thank all our sponsors, which allows this event to be broadcasted. We have quality programs in our high school, and because of the support of our community and businesses, the quality of our programs will continue at a high level of performance and respect. We appreciate your continuing efforts in helping Piers High School be the best. As the winter sports seasons are coming to a close, we wish the teams good luck the rest of the way and in the playoffs as they continue their quest for a state title. Also, good luck to Shelby Bozer at the State AAA Contest, 24 Business Professional of America members at State, the robotics team at Regents, and the band and choirs at their sectionals. Get involved in Piers athletics, music, and activities. Go Pioneers!
Hi, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher, starting my fifth year with RE/MAX Central. I have experience in buying and selling residential homes, lakeshore and lake homes, and commercial property. Let me, Dave Fisher, help you with your real estate needs. You can reach me at 320-232-7771. And remember, I will work for you 24/7, 365.
Okay, we are back where the Eden Valley Watkins Eagles hold a 37-23 lead over the Pioneers. Earlier tonight, C Squad in the old gymnasium, it was an overtime win for Eden Valley Watkins, 22-21. Alec Lochner had 6 points, 5 for Terrell Shaw. Jesse Marshick had 5. Preston Rushlow with 3, and Ben Harold with 1. Pioneers had a shot in overtime but missed the last second buzzer beater, and they fall in the C-Squad game 22-21 in overtime. It was double overtime here for the JV game, and the Pioneers won that one 58-56. Brady Harold had 18. Matt Taugis with 16. David Skiba with 9. 6 for Broderick Leshinsky. Chris Marshick with 5. Brent Dorn with 4. That one was an interesting game. It was 47 apiece. Eden Valley Watkins made a three-pointer with 10 seconds left in regulation to go ahead 50-47. Pioneers got it down court, and Chris Marshick made a big basket and was fouled with 3 seconds left to make it 50-49. The Eagles took a timeout to try and ice Chris. Chris calmly came out and made the free throw to tie it at 50. And the Pioneers go on to win in double overtime. 58-56 was that final. Pioneer wrestlers are in action tonight. Their final regular season home match. And Atwater Cosmos Grove City in town. Both of those teams are going to be number one seeds in their respective section tournaments, which begin on Tuesday. Piers today received the number one seed in Section 7, while ACGC is the number one seed in Section 5. Right now, with Austin Gall wrestling at 220, they've locked it up. They lead ACGC 37-18 right now. The night started with Reese Kapsner getting a forfeit. Jake Andres lost by Tech Fall 15-0. Brandon Ortman then won by Tech Fall 17-2. Pioneers were up 11-5. Luke Gertz lost a major 10-2. That made it 11-9. Andrew Tamala lost a tough 10-7-1. That gave ACGC a 12-11 lead. Jalen Jansen then with a 15-2 win to put Piers up 15-12. Lane Gertz won by Tech Fall 17-2. Piers was up 20-12. Colton Eichens with a Tech Fall 19-2 to make it 25-12. Then he got into the heart of the ACGC power, and both Matt Cummins and Brett Kapsner lost close ones tonight. You won't see that happen very often. Matt lost 3-0, and Brett lost 2-1. So after the 170 match, it was 25-18. Cody Meyer accepted a forfeit at 182. Teddy Daler had a pin. And now Austin Gall wrestling with a score 37-18 in favor of Piers. The Pioneers will open up tournament action on Tuesday at home. They will wrestle the winner of Crosby Ironton or the eighth seed, Nashua Keewatin Greenway. Those two teams will meet at 6 o'clock Tuesday. I had that pairing here somewhere. There it is right there. So Piers will wrestle the winner of CI and Nashua at 7 o'clock Tuesday at Piers. The other matchups in the upper half of the bracket, number 5, Mille Lacs, is at number 4, Holding Ford. Holding Ford, the 4 seed, Mille Lacs, the 5 seed. Aiken is the 3 seed. They're hosting 6-seeded Royalton Upsala. And the 2 seed went to Black Duck Cass Lake Bena. They will entertain Ogilvie Tuesday night. Semifinals and finals are in Royalton a week from tomorrow. 6 o'clock for the semis with the championship to follow. Second half is underway. Pioneers have some ground to make up. They'll start on offense. Weber, right side. 37-23 as we begin play. Lochner, one dribble, back out. This is Casper. Inside, deflected. It'll roll into the backcourt, so Harold will retrieve it with no penalty. Harold hands it back. Now it is Casper. 30 seconds into the half. Weber, one dribble, gives it back to Johnny. Pass deflected and stolen. Jacob Stripe. Now it's Reese Jansen motoring up court. Kicks it out to Matthijs. Three-pointer left side. Comes off. Lochner with the rebound, fouled by Schlangen. Second on Austin Schlangen. And the first team foul. 17-12 left to play. So the Pioneers will defeat ACGC in wrestling, two number one seeds head-to-head to wrap up the regular season. Here's Skiba getting loose inside and scoring easily. A nice little high-low pass. Lochner to Skiba. That is eight for Robbie. First points of the half go to Piers.
Attaboy, Nick.
It is 37-25. Again, Piers has been a good second-half team. They'll need to show that tonight. Left side, Schlangen. Baseline, Matthijs gets inside. Tipped away by Casper, and then it's tracked down by Streit. Second chance for the Eagles. Jansen lowers the shoulder, drives, and scores. And Reese Jansen's in double figures with 10. Now Casper gives the ball up to Harold. Nick back out for Johnny. 16-20 to play here in Eden Valley Watkins. To the left side goes Skiba, back for Weber. Weber lobs it inside for Robbie again. Over for Casper. Man-to-man by Eden Valley Watkins. Pioneers have not had a lot of good looks tonight from the outside. There's a bad pass again. Pioneers will turn it over. Harold tried to find Robbie Skiba with a bounce pass through traffic. And it went right off Robbie's shin. Eagles now with the 14-point lead and the ball. Here's Streit working his way to the right arc. Back out top for Jansen. Left side now for Austin Schlangen. Lochner poked at it, knocked it away, but Schlangen retrieves it. To the right side, Jansen. Here's Streit posting up, facing. Now Schlangen from 17, drained it. Austin Schlangen with four. And it's the biggest lead of the night, 41-25. Pioneers have to find some rhythm going here. Here's Harold left side. Off for Casper, playing very tentative tonight. Casper fakes a drive, hands it to Harold coming around. Harold will drive. Coming over to block is Schlung, and that's got to be about a half dozen blocks from the Eagles' defense tonight. 15-13 left to play. Here's Casper out top. Right side now, Weber inside, through the hands, too high for Skiba to Streit. Third turnover of the half, and we've played less than 3 minutes. Jansen spinning, shooting off balance, and it drops. 12 for Jansen, and the Eagles are opening it up, 43-25. Casper dribbling left side, coming back outside the three-point line now, into the lane for Skiba. Drives, shoots, and scores with the right hand. Robbie Skiba's got 10. Far and away, their top scorer tonight. Here's Jansen going right to the basket for a layup. Jansen has 6 of the Eagles' 8, and on the other end, Streit will bump into Casper and pick up his second foul, second team foul of the half. And Casper will shoot a couple. Meyer will replace Harold. 14-26 to play. Casper makes the first. That is Johnny's third point tonight. Now Meyer in for Harold. 17-point deficit for the Pioneers. Second short, rebound tipped and taken by Matthijs. Matthijs will hand it off to Jansen. Left side, this is Jacob Streit to Jared. Jared spins away, goes to the basket. Matthijs on a tip and a basket. 16 now for Brett Matthijs. Steaming into the other end, Casper whistle. They're going to get him for a travel. Casper will turn it over with 14:03 on the clock. A change now for the Eagles. Travis Thielen will replace Jacob Streit. Front court, Matthijs. In for Thielen. Free throw line to the corner. Back out, Matthijs got Casper off his feet. Finger roll to the rim, missed it. Rebound, Meyer. Michael scoops it ahead for Casper. Johnny tracks it down in the near corner. into Skiba going down the lane and scoring. Robbie with a dozen. Now Matice, or I should say Jansen, against Meyer, broke the timeline. This is Thielen, Travis for Schlongen, left side Matice. 13:25 left in regulation. Over for Schlongen, three-pointer, comes short, rebound, Casper, and here he comes. Casper, two-on-two, kicks it out, Weber. Back out for Johnny, left side Meyer in the corner. Lochner posting up on Schlongen, tries the duck under, not there. Back out Casper, looking for a screen from Skiba. Bozer ready to return. Johnny out top for Weber. 13 minutes left. Fall away off the mark from Weber. Rebound Matice. 47-30. Eagles by 17 with the ball and under 13 to play. Out top is Schlongen. And they turn it over. Skiba with a steal inside. Zipped ahead, and there's Thielen returning the steal. 2-on-2. Matice pull up long, follows his own miss with a rebound. They'll get Lochner on a foul. And Ethan will pick up his first Pioneer foul of the half. Eagles ball underneath. Here's Bozer back in for the Pioneers, and Greg Lux returns for the Eagles. Ethan Lochner will sit. And Jacob Streit is out. Jared Streit takes the inbounds, flips it back to Matice. 12:25 to play here in Eden Valley Watkins. Nice spin move, and he finds an open Thielen for two. That's Jared Streit to Travis Thielen. Travis's first points. 49-30 Eagles, 12:12 to play. Now it's Weber, right side, screen from Skiba. Aaron drives, banks it in off the glass. Weber has six. 12 minutes left, 49-32. To the left is Lux. Now it's Thielen. Out top comes Jared Streit. Off into the hands of Reese Jansen. To the corner, right side for Lux. One dribble, back to Matice. 49-32, Eden Valley Watkins. Here's Thielen scooping it over for Lux. It's off his hands and out of bounds. Piers will get a turnover. Right now with 11:39 to go and the Pioneers sitting on 32 points, their season low for points is 44 in the championship game against Melrose at the Cathedral Tournament. 11.5 to go. Casper for Michael Meyer. Back left side. Weber throws it over for Skiba. Kept it alive. Now Weber again left side, directing Skiba to set a screen. Aaron takes it down to the corner. Back out Noah. Got a defender off his feet. Scoops it up. Another block. Whistle. And Casper was out of bounds as he got the block shot. Tip. Turnover to the Eagles once more. Now Streit, right side. It's a final from Piers tonight. The Pioneer Wrestlers defeat ACGC 37-27. So the Pioneers will go into the section tournament on a winning note. Here's a miss by Jansen off a cross lane layup try. Skiba the rebound, outlet ahead to Casper. In transition, Weber for three. That misses. Skiba the rebound. Back to Weber, left corner. Pierce trailing by 17. Just have not gotten anything consistent to go. So here's Casper rimming out a three. Rebound, Jared Streit. Now it's Reese Jansen running the show out front. Here's Streit posting on Skiba, right block. Skips it out to the wing for Jansen. Jansen will drive, put it up and in. 16 points, and now a Thielen steal. Another turnover by the Pioneers here tonight. 10 minutes left. To the left side, this is Streit. Right side for Lux. To the corner. Guarded by Weber. Lux, they rotate it to Jacob Streit. Out top, Jared got the angle on Skiba, goes to the rim and scores. You're not going to stop Jacob Streit when he gets that step on you. His first points of the half, he's got 8 in the game. And it's 53-32, timeout, Pioneers. We'll be back after this.
Now that the holidays are over, why not treat yourself to what you really want, like a new phone or tablet from Verizon Wireless? Hi, this is Steve from Radio Shack. Stop in now for a great deal on one of the hottest phones, like the Samsung Galaxy S5 or LG G3. Or check out one of the many Verizon tablets, like the Verizon Ellipsis 7, for free after $70 mail-in rebate debit card. It's New Year's sale going on now at Radio Shack, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer on the east side of Little Falls.
New 2-year activation, upgrade, early termination, and other
fees. Pioneers, Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
After the Pierce timeout, they've got the ball. Broderick Leshinsky in the ball game. Meyer will drive on Lux, passes inside. Lochner is fouled. Eagle foul, and it's on Travis Thielen, his first third-team foul, not a shooting foul. It'll be a pass in. 53-32, Eagles by 21. Lochner off the inbounds, got it to drop. Lochner, baby hook, has 4 points. 53-34 now. Here's Brett Mattice calmly walking it up against Nick Harrell. Now in the corner for Travis Thielen. Thielen finds Jacob Streit behind the arc. To Schlangen, right side of the free throw line. Now Mattice, under 9 minutes left. What was that? Streit off a miss, puts it up and in. I should say that was Mattice off a Streit miss. Foul is on Michael Meyer, his third. Broderick gets his first. Mattice for one, looking for his 19th point. Short, rebound, Michael Meyer. 55-34, Harrell will drive and dish Leshinsky. Cut off on the drive by Jacob Streit. Into the high post for Lochner, back to the basket. Now it's Michael Meyer, wraps it down low. Ethan gets loose but missed inside. Rebound, whistle, and a foul then on the subsequent transaction of Lochner going after his own miss. Picks up his second foul. Third of the half on the Pioneers. Deshaun James will replace Greg Lux. Pioneers right now have Nick Harrell, Aaron Meyer, Broderick Leshinsky, Ethan Lochner, and Michael Meyer. Now Robbie Skiba will check in for Leshinsky. They have not found the right combination tonight, that's for sure. 55-34 Eagles. Deshaun James, right side, out top. This is Jacob Streit. Now for Jared Streit. To the left corner, Mattice flips it out front. Jacob Streit down for Jared in the corner. One dribble, Deshaun James now at the point. For Mattice, posting up, traveled. No, they're going to get him for a hook. A foul called on Mattice. His first fourth team foul. He also shuffled his feet a little bit. 8:09. 55-34. Pioneers in a big hole here and running out of time. Lochner tries to drive, cut off by Schlangen. Ethan getting off balance and throws it away. Turnovers have been the story tonight for the Pioneers. They have not taken very good care of the ball. 7:50 left. Pierce is back in action, and there's a tip ball out by Michael Meyer. Possession stays with the Eagles. Pioneers will host Holding Ford Monday night. That game moved up due to the wrestling sections on Tuesday, so that's Monday with the Huskers. Here's Streit posting up on Skiba. He shuffled his feet. Passes it off to Streit. And now it's Mattice coming back. 7.5 to go. Now there's a turnover on Mattice as he whips it over the head of Deshaun James. That'll bring Reese Jansen into the ballgame. after tonight for Coach Langer's squad. They're back home on Tuesday with Belgrade Brutinel Rosa. They've only got four games left after tonight. They go to Kimball on the 13th. They go to Morris on the 17th, and they'll wrap it up here against Howard Lake Waverly Winstead on the 20th. Meyer pick and roll with Lochner, left side, back to Michael now. To Lochner, left corner, guarded by Jared Streit. To the point for Harold against James. Drive, throws it up, and draws a foul. That had little to no chance of going in, but he did draw the foul and will get two shots. Jacob Streit picks up his third foul. It's the fifth team foul. Pass in, they don't, yeah. Not a shooting foul, so it'll be a pass in. They throw it into Lochner, left corner. Ethan for Weber. Free throw line, short. Streit tipped it, hit off the rim. Jansen on a leak out to Matice. He'll put it up and in. 20 for Brett Matice. 57-34, 6:45 left. Harold driving on James, throws it at the feet of Skiba. Robbie recovers. Now here's a Weber three. That's good. Weber has nine. And that makes it a 57-37 game. Jansen probes inside. Didn't see what he liked, so he comes back out. Now left side, Jacob Streit for Deshaun James. 57-37. Skiba with a near steal as he tips it into the backcourt where it's retrieved by Jared Streit. And now the Eagles will start up again on offense. 6:10 left to the baseline. Inside James for Streit. He traveled. Turnover. And the Pioneers have it with 6:05 left. Now Johnny Casper is back in. And coming out will be who? Robbie Skiba. Casper, Harold, Weber, Lochner, Meyer for the Pioneers. Harold top of the key. James digging down defensively. Nick with a dribble. Leaner inside. Missed it. Lochner on the tip. Rebound to the baseline. Picked up by Lochner. Scooped it into Harold, and a whistle and a foul called on the Eagles. Foul is on Jared Streit. Number three on the big 6'6 senior. And it'll be team foul number six. Weber flips it into Harold. Out front to Casper. Johnny back for Weber, coming off a screen. Challenges, swatted out of there again. Block shot by the Eagles. This time Matice got a hand on it. Now it's Jansen coming back the other way. Top of the key with 5:35 left. Matice driving on Harold. Somebody got a piece of him as he drove the lane. Harold gets his third. Fourth team foul. We've got girls basketball tomorrow night and Saturday afternoon. Howard Lake Waverly Winstead is at Piers tomorrow night. And then Sauk Rapids Rice comes over for a 1:30 game Saturday. Here's a bucket and a foul. Weber gets the foul, his first. And with the basket, Reese Jansen has a new season high now with 18 points. He has still 18. He had 16 against Holdingford. This is a new season high for him. It makes it 59-37. Harold, left side, 5:15 to go. Pioneers were down 14 at half and just have never found that gear. Meyer will lean in and score with the left hand. Michael Meyer's first points. Nice little move with the left hand. 59-39 as we go under 5 minutes left. Great job by Livy Langer on the national anthem tonight. Here's Lochner off a miss. Rebound ahead to Weber. No-look pass inside for Meyer. Back for Ethan. 12-footer left side. Rolls off the rim. Matice with the board.
By the way, Johnny, put the pressure up.
4:38 to go. Eagles front court with Jansen. To the corner, James. Back for Reese Jansen. Now Matice. 4.5 minutes left. The other matchups in the conference tonight, Belgrade Brutinel Rosa is at Holdingford, Howard Lake Waverly Winstead at Kimball, Rockford at Maple Lake. That'll be an interesting one. Rockford certainly capable of pulling off the upset there. Streit flips it out to Jansen. He'll try a three, right corner, missed everything, but then Michael Meyer had to go off his hands, and that's the kind of night it's been. Eagles will get another shot at it. 59-39. Here comes Travis Thielen returning for Coach Langer. Deshaun James will sit. Baseline between the lane and the corner for Jansen. Left side. Matthijs takes it on the left perimeter. To the corner now, Jansen cradles it, drives and scores. Big night for Reese Jansen. 20 points for the sophomore point guard. Casper will attack the rim and score on a layup. 5 for Johnny Casper. As Coach Pepping is about to make a couple of more changes, so is Coach Langer. We're down to 3:38. Here's Streit up for two. Sealed off his defender inside, schlung and found him, and that's 10 for Jared Streit. Harold's three rattles in. Nick Harold has 10. His three-pointer gave Piers their one and only lead, 7-6 early in the game. Now, that was a long, long time ago. Here is a drive and dish to the corner. Thielen will put up a three. Missed it off the rim a second time. Lochner outlet up the sideline to Casper. Casper with Thielen defending. Johnny baseline whistle, and they're going to get a foul called. It's on the Eagles. Travis Thielen called for the foul, his second. And Casper will go to the line as Broderick Leshinsky and Kyle Becker come in. Meyer and Weber leave. Austin Schlungen will replace Jacob Streit. 63-44 Eagles, 3:01 to go. At the line, Johnny Casper, one of two tonight. He's got 5 points. This is a bonus free throw, and he made it. So he gets the bonus. Well, they've surpassed their 44 they had against Melrose, their season low, and he got another one. So 46 now for the Pioneers. But it's going to be a long bus ride home for the boys. They're not going to be happy. Here's Jansen off balance and got it through somehow to Streit. They'll reset with 2:50 left to play. And we have an official timeout as away from the ball, Jansen comes up limping. He might have taken a knee to the thigh. And that'll bring Travis Thielen into the ballgame. Jansen likely done for the night with a big night offensively for Reese Jansen. 20 for the sophomore guard, a season high. Inside, Thielen is rejected by Leshinsky. Now the Pioneers quickly up court. Here's Harold challenging Schlong and drives and scores. Nick Harold off the glass from the left side. He's got 12. 63-48, 2:25 to go. Matthijs goes right side for Thielen. Out top, Jared Streit. Back for Thielen on the wing. Coming around out top. In the ball game now. And we get a turnover as an errant pass. We'll give it back to Piers. That's Dominic Schlungen who's in the ball game now. Number 44. He now comes out as Deshaun James returns. Lux is back in, so it's James, Lux, Streit, Schlangen, and Matthijs. Kyle Becker, left baseline, pass out to Harold. Harold, left side drive. Schlangen jumps out to help. Baseline drive, kick out. Out top, Leshinsky, three-pointer, off the mark, rebound, tipped by Lochner to keep it alive to Casper. Casper goes crossover dribble, pass inside, picked off. Turnover, and with a minute 48 left, Matthijs will bring it up court. Brady Harold, Brent Dorn, David Skiba will come in very shortly. 1:40 to go, Matthijs left side. Out top comes Jared Streit. All Eagles tonight, 63-48 right now. Schlangen maneuvering inside, missed, got it back, blocked and out. Stays with the Eagles, and here come the subs. Harold leaves, Lochner will sit, and Casper will exit. As will Litchfield head coach John Carlson. He's seen enough. So we see Brady Harold in the game. Brent Dorn is in. Kyle Becker, Broderick Leshinsky, and David Skiba. 1:25 to go. The only starter out there yet for the Eagles is Jared Streit. Here's Dominic Schlong, and now to Streit. And Streit's about to leave as Mitch Molitor checks in at the table. 1:12 to go. Jared Streit, left side. Off for Travis Thielen. Down in the corner for Dominic Schlongen. Working on Dorn. Back out to James. 1 minute to go. A drive by Dominic Schlongen. Off the mark, but it's picked up on the baseline by Deshaun James. His jumper off. Lux with an opposite side rebound. He looks to pass. Stolen by Dorn. Brent Dorn with a steal. Ahead to Brady Harrell now. Gives it up to Brent. Tip from behind by Streit to James. He flips it ahead, but picked off by Dorn. And then a foul on Travis Thielen. His third. And we'll have a Piers 1-1 free throw coming with 38 seconds. And at the line will be Brent Dorn. Brent looking for his first point of the year right here. So let's see if that's the bright spot tonight. 1-1 for the 6'2 junior. Up and off. No good. Lux the rebound. Now Mitch Molitor in the ball game to the wing right side for Deshaun James. Out to the wing right side for Lux. Back to Molitor. Travis Thielen now, 20 to play. The Eagles will be 18-2, 8-1 in the conference. Pioneers fall back below 500, 10-11, 3-8 in the CMC. Molitor with 7 to the corner for Lux, right side. They'll just dribble out the clock. Your final score tonight from Eden Valley Watkins, Eagles in impressive fashion, 63-48 over the visiting Pioneers. The postgame show begins now.
If you're looking for new appliances, be sure to stop in and check out what we have at Radio Shack. Hi, this is Steve. Did you know we offer a full line of GE appliances? Whether it's to replace a broken down dishwasher or upgrade your whole kitchen, we can help. Plus, we offer delivery, setup, and haul away of your old appliances. If you're in the market for an appliance, don't forget to stop in and check out our full line of GE appliances at Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls. And attention all Party Line listeners, mention Party Line and receive free delivery, installation, and haul away on any new appliance.
Good evening, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. Is 2015 the year you are considering selling your home? If so, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771. Let me guide you through the process of selling your home. Remember, I will work for you 24/7, 365. Again, that's Dave Fisher at 320-232-7771.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneer.
Hi, this is David Rushlow with the Piers Fire Department, and I would like to invite you to the Piers Fire Department Benefit and Celebration on Saturday, February 14th at the Piers Ballroom. We'll have fun for you, your sweetheart, and the whole family. There will be drawings for firearms, jewelry certificates, a trip for two to Las Vegas, and several live auction items. There will be classic rock and roll by Loose Talk and a firefighter beauty contest. You won't want to miss it. Again, this is February 14th at the Piers Ballroom. Doors will open at 7 p.m. Donations are $5 at the door, with all proceeds going to support the fire department. See you there.
We're back. Eden Valley Watkins wins tonight 63-48 over the Piers Pioneers. Matt Pepping joins me here, Coach. 15-point loss. It sure seemed like a bigger loss than that. Just not a good night. Never got in sync tonight, Coach.
Yeah, it didn't go real well. It felt like much more than 15. I mean, we made a little run there at the end just to make it look respectable. But, yeah, we didn't play well at all tonight. Didn't come with any energy and didn't play any defense.
You come back now Monday, holding Ford's in town, chance to get back on the right track. This is a team that just has not been able to get above 500, but conversely, you don't fall real deep below 500.
Yeah,
at this point of the year, I guess, the old Denny Green, you are what we are, yeah. I guess.
Yep, we need to get some consistency. Yep. One night we'll have 20 from guy, and yep. Next night he'll have two. We're searching for some consistency and some defense. That's the biggest thing.
Guys continued to challenge inside, but boy, we saw a lot of shots get sent out tonight. A lot of blocks for the Eagles.
Yeah.
You got to keep attacking, but they weren't going to call them, and sooner or later, you just got to say, well, if we're not going to shoot from the outside, we have to challenge, and just nothing worked. Just
yep.
nothing.
Yep.
So we'll see you Monday, Coach.
All right.
Coach Pepping, Pioneers lose tonight. 10-11 now overall as the Eagles get a pair of 20-point games tonight. Season high 20 for Reese Jansen. Brett Mattis, right at around his scoring average of 20. Also in double figures is Jared Streit with 10. After that, 4 each for Austin Schlangen and Jacob Streit. Off the bench, Greg Lux with 3, and Travis Thielen finishes with 2. Not a lot of free throws shot tonight. The Eagles were 3 for 7, Pierce 6 for 9. For the Pioneers, they had a dozen points each for Robbie Skiba and Nick Harold. 9 for Aaron Weber, 7 for Johnny Casper, 4 for Ethan Lochner, 2 each for Michael Meyer, David Skiba. Playing but not scoring tonight, Noah Bozer, Broderick Leshinsky, Kyle Becker, Brent Dorn, and Brady Harold. So the Pioneers will try and, again, get back to 500 now, a recurring theme, and it's holding Ford in town again. That is Monday night. That game was originally scheduled for Tuesday, but with section wrestling in Pierce Tuesday night, it'll be Monday night, regular start time, 7:30 for the Pioneers and the Huskers right here. For the Eagles, they are now 18-2, and their conference mark, 8-1. They're back in action on Tuesday night. On this floor, they'll welcome in Belgrade Bruton El Rosa. They've got 2 games next week. They go Tuesday, Friday, here to Belgrade, Bruton El Rosa, and then the short road trip to Kimball for a Friday night ball game. The Pioneer week, Monday, home to Holding Ford, and then Friday, down to Howard Lake Waverly Winstead. So it's a Monday-Friday week for the boys next week. Coming up tomorrow night, we've got girls basketball returning as Pierce and Howard Lake Waverly Winstead will play at the MAC in Pierce, 7:30 start time. And then the girls will turn it around and play at home again Saturday afternoon as Sauk Rapids Rice comes to town. The JV starts at noon, the varsity 1:30 on Saturday. Both of those games coming up here on You Are There Sports. And again, the Pioneer Wrestlers close out their regular season with a big win tonight over Atwater Cosmos Grove City, 37-27. Pioneers will be the number one seed in Section 7. ACGC is the number one seed in Section 5. That was a good matchup for the Pioneers tonight to close out their regular season on Parents' Night. The Section 7 wrestling action gets underway Tuesday in Pierce. There will be a pigtail match coming up on Tuesday night. Crosby Ironton will take on Nashua Keewatin Greenway at 6 o'clock, and the winner of that one then will face Pierce in the quarterfinals. So that's what's coming up here for the wrestlers. Again, the final tonight, all Eagles. Pierce had one lead, 7-6, but then the Eagles had a gear that the Pioneers didn't tonight. Yeah, Adam, come on over. We'll be joined by Coach Adam Langer of the victorious Eagles after this.
Hi, this is David Rushlow with the Pierce Fire Department, and I would like to invite you to the Pierce Fire Department benefit and celebration on Saturday, February 14th at the Pierce Ballroom. We'll have fun for you, your sweetheart, and the whole family. There will be drawings for firearms, jewelry certificates, a trip for two to Las Vegas, and several live auction items. There will be classic rock and roll by Loose Talk and a firefighter beauty contest. You won't want to miss it. Again, this is February 14th at the Pierce Ballroom, Doors will open at 7 p.m. Donations are $5 at the door, with all proceeds going to support the fire department. See you there.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. Are you thinking of buying a home this year? If so, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771. Let me help you find the home that fits your needs. Remember, Dave Fisher at 320-232-7771. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Okay, we're back at Eden Valley Watkins as we wrap things up tonight with the Eagles winning for the 18th time in 20 games. The final tonight, 63-48 over the Pioneers, and the head coach of the Eagles, Adam Langer, kind enough to join me here. And Coach, kind of even for the first 3 minutes, but you guys had a gear that the Pioneers didn't tonight. Took the Pioneers out of that zone, and that was the difference maker.
Yeah, you know, I think kind of coming in, it was kind of going to be decided whose style kind of took over early, and they couldn't guard us with their four guards out on the floor, and they went to the zone, and I thought we did a great job running our offense against it, so they had to bring in two bigs, and I don't think they're near as effective offensively with two bigs in.
Reese Jansen, outstanding game, season high 20 for you. Seemed like when he wanted to attack, when he wanted to dish, he was going to do whatever he set his mind to do tonight.
You know, we've been trying to get him to get to the basket a lot more, and tonight he did a great job with it. He's been settling lately for jump shots, and I'd like to see him get to the basket consistently like he did tonight.
Only four times out yet before the second season begins for the Eagles. You've got BBE here and then to Kimball next week. You know, I don't know, what do you know about Morris? We know about the CMC teams. Give me your quick thoughts on Morris coming in there in your half of the subsection.
Morris has got two real nice ball players, a Stabler, a post that's about a 6'5 kid that can really shoot and play inside, and another guard, this Noah Grove, can really shoot it too, and they got two-man game, kind of like us, but I think our supporting cast is a little bit better than theirs is.
Congratulations to your daughter on one of the best national anthems I've heard this year.
Thank you. You know, it's one thing to be a basketball coach and be nervous about a game, but I was way more nervous about her singing today, and I thought she did a great job.
Coach, good luck the rest of the way. Good luck on a deep playoff run for your team here.
All right,
let's see you down in the cities.
That'd be great. Thanks,
all right,
Rick.
That's Adam Langer, coach of the Eagles, as they prevail tonight 63-48 over the Pioneers. That'll do it for us tonight. We will see you back at home tomorrow night. Girls basketball, Pierce, Howard Lake, Waverly, Winstead at 7:30 right here on youaretheresports.com. Thanks for listening, everyone.